Well, about 15, 20 miles out of Monticello. Mr. Stonewall in the past has been a medical practitioner, a folk medical practitioner. Mr. Stonewall, where were you from? Did you born raised here? Or did you come in here from?
Born and raised in Portland, Maine.
How'd you get down here?
Raised all over the world, it matters. I left that 1 year old mother, my granddaddy, he bought a place in Georgia. And not knowing, no man Billy, the man he worked for, was a horse trader. And he showed nothing but show horses, fine horses. And he traveled all the time. And he told my grandfather to come down, look a place over. Buy it for him. He wanted he could pay him for it. Well, my granddaughter went down there, looked around. He found him a place, and he moved down there.
What part of Georgia was it?
It's east of Athens, about 2 miles and a half from town, but now the city limit doesn't cover it. My grandfather, on my mother's side, was the one. His name was Perry. And my grandfather, on my daddy's side, his name was Jim. They called him Jim all the time. And Perry, they called him Jim too. So it was two Jims. But when his children got up big enough, he prayed for them to leave there. He didn't like for them to stay in Georgia. He didn't like the people in Georgia. And they said a man there was no more than a dog. So he left.
What year was this, Mr.
And he
Stone?
Was too old to leave. He's 113 years old and he died.
Good grief.
And my great-granddaddy, he was Jerry. He was 135. And he died with pneumonia by him hanging wet clothes in the house. Took a back set, you know what to call a back set. Relapse. And then he left. They buried him. And then my ancestors, my granddad used to take me on his knee and tell me about his ancestors. That was discovered in the United States, you know, was 200 years before Chris Columbus come here. And they come and showed me the route to come. They come through by India, on into the United States, and some of them stayed over here, and some of them wouldn't. They fussed and argued and went on one tribe against the other. It's continued going like that. He tells me it never was a buffalo in this place. There was a buffalo in the United States. Said what they had here was bison.
Was what?
Bison.
Uh-huh.
They wasn't buffalo. They come over here hunting. His ancestors come in here hunting. That's my great-granddaddy now. My great-granddaddy told me about his daddy, and his great-granddaddy would come in here hunting. And come through by the way of India. Oh, he told me so much. Now I'm 83 now, and George, I can't hardly think of none of what he told me about.
Well, now, when they moved from Georgia, did they move up here?
No, they didn't. They didn't leave that. He was too old to leave, and he just left, stayed there and died. But the children left. Some of them died in Michigan, and some of them didn't Michigan now. And some was in New York. My wife's children, or sister's here now. Some is in New Jersey. Let me see. There's any more. I might have. Well, was one in Virginia. But he left and went back to New Jersey. And his wife died. Had a burrow. He's named after my granddaddy's brother.
Now, you were born where?
I was born in Portland, Maine.
And then when did you move down? Did you move down with your parents? Or did you move?
No, I went to school. I went to work then. I got big enough. I had an operation at 13. I went to St. Mary Hospital. And then I left away from there and never did go back with Fish Road Company. George Feast. I left with him. I drove a car for George Feast.
Is that right?
And after I left him, I went to work in the Abilene shop. And from one thing to another, and one job into another, by grabs, I worked at so many different places. And I worked at steel mill, and I worked at some people I can't think of the name of. We run a garage, I worked with him a long time. And Mac Plato, I worked for him. I left Mac Plato at the very, I ain't never been back there either. I left that when George Feast drove in that morning. George Feast come in there and said, "Want to go with me?" Yeah. I stepped in the car with him and drove, went driving for him, and drove for him to Atlanta.
What kind of car did he have?
He had an Oberlin.
So you drove it and kind of kept it up for him?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And how many years you worked there?
About 8-9 months.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to demonstrating bread then for the Arm and Hammer Soap Company. Traveling all over the United States. And then after I left there, good God, I couldn't tell you so many different places, man, I can't really recognize. I can't recognize them now. I can't really, I tell
sure.
you all of them.
Sure. Well, when did you move down here?
When, Kentucky?
Yes.
I left Indiana about 35, 40 years ago. Tax run me out in Indiana. Too many taxes. And that's where I worked in the airplane shop there a long time. I lost work every day of the year for 2 years, never lost but one day. Just one day out of 2 years. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday again. Well, I left Indianapolis and come here. Then I took a notion then I wanted to go to school. I went to Germany then and went to study medicine. I finished in America. Then I went on back into Germany and took a postgraduate course and come to France, took a peace test, and come on back to America in the time of World War One. In World War One, well, we had plenty of trouble in France. Treated like dogs. They're gonna have a rebellion in this war coming out of the 30s. They're gonna have a rebellion in this. Called old men in the first one, but in the second one they took the new men, the best of the race. And this time they ain't gonna, they don't do something to what they're doing. But this president they got, I don't know what in the world he gonna do, but just as sure as he does what I think he'll do, they gonna destroy the Washington, D.C. And I believe my soul, and that's exactly what he ain't do with Social Security. And done took their money. And some of them got to have their money, you know that. And they need it. But it looked like to me they ain't doing nothing but just heating up trouble. And places are getting better. And if they don't do something, if ain't but one way to control this high price is to control the price. If he puts his foot down and shut down on the price, put the bonnet on the price, he'll come through. But otherwise, he'll never do no good. He'll never pounce no budget or nothing else if he don't control that price.
How'd you come, besides your formal training, how'd you come to start practicing medicine when you moved down? And learned so much about the herbs and the roots. And
well,
the,
I brought up with that.
Uh-huh.
My granddad was a doctor.
Uh-huh.
And the gentleman that I raised me there, I'm trying to think of his name now. Well, as I know. Diagnosis, and my granddaddy, he taught me to root, earth, bark, seed, then plow.
What was that last thing?
Roots, earth, bark, seed, then plow.
And plow.
Flower.
Flower. Oh, yeah.
The blossom.
Could you mention some of the things that are found native here that are good for curing certain things?
Yeah.
Just a few of them. I know there are a lot of things.
Now there's golden seal, that's one. It'll regulate you, especially for a woman, and his obtung preparation. It'll move the cause that caused that trouble she got. That's two. That one drug will do that. Still high as the devil now, but he don't want to recognize it. Well, there's another one. Oh, good God, there's so many.
I know. Just mention some of them. I've heard tell there's a thing called life everlasting. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, rabbit tobacco.
What's that good for?
Stimulation. It'll break out of sweat and a common cold, something like that, like bone says.
I guess there are a lot of different barks of trees, aren't there, that can be used to...
Yeah. You look at the poison that's used in toothpaste. It is a disease of the mouth you call graphic tongue, giraffic tongue. The best thing that you can use for any disease of the mouth is cinnamon bark. Now, I got a boy in here, he's still allergic to something, and he takes a hold in his mouth every time he eats something, and you have to use something awful strong to stop it. I told him to take some cinnamon bark out of that tree out there, and he chopped it with all and washed it twice, and got better. And he don't like it because it don't taste so well. Well, you need to look for something that tastes good for you. Now, ginseng. The nation is looking at ginseng.
Yeah.
And ginseng was used way back yonder in King Solomon time. Mm. It says you take ginseng for the healing of the nation. For the healing of the nation. Well, the scripture tells you plainly, don't pay no attention to sound. And don't it do that?
Yeah, it doesn't really treat science.
Yes, it do.
Well,
now, it's in between natural science and synthetic science.
I see.
Now, that's a difference right there. That's a difference between synthetic medicine, inorganics, and organic drugs.
That's interesting.
Now, that's two different there.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Now, they discovered a seed that was used from the finest plum tree that ever was in the world. It grows in Queensland and in Africa. They're the only two places that tree grows that I know anything about. And I have to order it from that. And a Frenchman used it. And he said it had to be put in a fluid extract. So the quality of the drug would not be too far apart in the solution. So I put it in, I tried to tee his hope, just like he did. But I took him at his word, I put it in a fluid extract. It takes 3 weeks to make a tincture. I put it in the fluid extract and then evaporated it down. wouldn't let it boil, just evaporated down in order to get the alcohol out of it. Honey boys had done the work. Now my wife has got diabetes right now, and one thing about it, you shall not lose your eyes or neither your limb or nothing about you. And if you stick to it and guide your diet, he'll kill you. Now I noticed a man here the other day, and I was reading that. One of the former doctors in the United States, too, says there is no cure for rheumatism. But that's a lie. There's 80 different styles of rheumatism, 80 different kinds. I find 80 different kinds. Every one of them has to be treated different. Now, there's one kind that'll draw you in every shape in the world. There's another kind that'll eat up the bone. It's called sciatic. That's the nerve in the system, in the hip right. Well, if you take it back there, and he's got sciatic there, you can put electricity to it and help it. And but the very main thing to do is to treat it and get it away from there and use electricity with it, keep him eating that collar off that bone. If you do it, eat that knot off that bone, you can't walk. You got nobody, no universe there, whatever.
Are there any natural ways to deal with rheumatism? Any herbs?
Plenty of them.
What are some of them around here?
Phytolacca is one of them.
Is that the scientific name or the common name?
That phytolacca is the active portion of the drug that come out of the root. It comes from pork root. People would eat something like pork salad, three messes about one first part of the spring, they would never have typhoid fever. And see, that's two things. And if you did get it, you treat them with antiseptic of the guts.
Well, how was it that we had these bad outbreaks of typhoid fever back in your time? If they could have been eating poke salad, they just didn't know what to do.
No, they ain't never thought of that. And then furthermore, that ain't many people know it today.
Well, I'm sure they don't know today, but I was thinking maybe in earlier times there were people like you around that would help people if they came to you to tell them what would be good to take to do.
Yeah, providing he knowed it when he went and got it. Or some people have a name for one thing and it's another. That's where the difference comes in. That's why they can't learn nothing about organic drugs. If they'd have studied organic like they have studied inorganics along modern line, it'd have been way yonder in front of them. Now you understand that? It'd have been way yonder in front of them. Now, a little vine that grows down here on the river. They call Forget Me Not. And it grows, they got another one in the florist, they call Forget Me Not. And it's not the kind we got on here. The kind we got on here had a little bunch of potatoes on it. Well, you take the potatoes, it tastes about as big as your thumb. You take the potatoes and extract them. Grind them up, extract them, and rot them. Or either burn them. And then rot them is best. And then burn your dirt, where it won't be nothing in it, whatever, and just keep piling it in there until finally you come to growing a mushroom. Then you take that fungus off the mushroom, take the fungus, and extract it, and then you got something that now will wake up the devil. Now, he cools down and he'll kill the half a dozen different diseases at once, but you have to handle it mighty particular, called a white healing poison. One that comes from this fungus ear. That's the difference right there. So you get transported from organic to inorganic.
Unless you know what you're doing, it's very dangerous.
Yes, it is. It's a very dangerous person if you don't know what you're doing. These people don't know nothing about health. Health begins with God in heaven. You know that.
And he told her what to do. If you want to live a long time, you do what he said do. And you know you're ready, haven't you?
Yeah. Not probably enough, but I do read.
Now, he said that you want to live. Who is it that don't desire many days, that's many years, and have peace and long life? He that follows my commandments and be obedient to me. Now, that's what don't set so far. You got to die to this world to be live in the world to come. Now you get the world crucified unto you, and you crucified unto the world. What if you ask for wisdom, then you look to get it. Now you take Jing Chang, as I started to tell you. They don't know the Jing Chang, the action of it today. Jing Chang extends life. That's a life extension drug. That's the only one on earth I know anything about.
I've ever heard that it's a sexual aphrodisiac.
That's right. The aphrodisiac is all they ever thought about in the world. And it don't do a thing in the world where the aphrodisiac is naturally. But now, what in the devil you want with the aphrodisiac means? You can't feed the ones you got.
Do you remember anything about the delivery of babies in the homes when you were coming up? Did they do more of that in the
home? Oh, yeah. They done a lot of it. Sometimes you have to call a doctor.
But there were a number of midwives that practiced.
Yeah, great. Absolutely.
How did the people in the communities respond? Did they come and help the woman out?
Oh, yeah. They used to have a baby, the house was full. Have a baby now, nobody in the house just me and my wife. I got 12 myself. Waited on all of them but two. She's on a soft bed, and I couldn't, one got hung on the pelvis, and I couldn't get her loose on that count. I carried the Somerset to a man I used to work with, she did, and I took it to him. He's a doctor, and he used Somerset Heart, old hospital.
You were able to get all the way from, were you living here at the time?
Yeah, right here.
All the way here, from here to Somerset in time for him to talk. That's tremendous. What year was that?
I think Peggy's about 18 years old.
Been back in the 60s.
She's sharply about 18, 19, sharply about 19 years old. Been about 19.
Well, how about the treatment of illness and the way the community supported? Was it mainly home remedies and people that knew something about various herbs and roots?
Yeah, lots of them. A good nurse is better than a doctor. Think about that. Good number one, good nurse is better than a doctor. Before I done away with my hospital there in Milwaukee, I found that out. I had an old crooked leg woman that come from Germany, and she was a number one good one. I mean to tell you, she was a good one. And I paid her $25 a day to stay in that hospital in Anstapon. And I grabbed. It got so bad in Chicago. I joined the guy calling doctors and killing them to come out and rob them. And I just sold out and left. Come back to Glasgow down here. Got two children down there by my first wife.
You remember that the any of the epidemics of the, like 1918, where were you then?
1918, I was in America, at Fort Monroe.
I see. So you weren't here during those epidemics. So.
Huh?
You weren't out in the countryside during the uh-huh. epidemics. So. That bad flu thing.
No, I was at Fort Monroe, the government medicine now.
You were mentioning earlier how important the water source is. Would you comment a bit on that in terms of health?
Yeah. It ain't a drop of pure water on earth. I come down to exactly what it is at zero. It ain't a drop of pure water on earth. That's a whole lot to say. So it is.
Important as it is, this body is a large part.
Yes, sir. The body fights a terrible battle. Your blood fights a terrible battle against resistance. A person don't never use nothing. Weakness, resistance. But you know physiology, if you can study physiology, get number one in that. Get to see it. Now, water is a very particular thing, but it's the most common carrier of all disease, is water. Now, it is a spring in the middle of the river down here, right down here in the river. You go right down through my place and down to the river. And it's in the middle of the river, but it used to be on the side of the river. But it's in the middle of the river now. And you can't keep your feet or hands in the water, I guess 20 minutes to save your life. It's too cold. But the main thing it is to do, what I aim to do, was to put me in a pump station there. If I could get this place, government would turn this place over to me and sell it to me or give it to me or allow me a chance to pay for it. And anyway, I'd fix that thing and I'd part the water away from around it, build a crib in it, and go down about 65 feet in order to catch it up there. And then I'd put a ram on this side and it wouldn't cost me 5 cents then for all the water I wanted to use. And all have good water too to drink. What are you taking my picture for?
I wanted to have something for the visuals. If we did a slideshow type thing, I'd like to get some pictures if good. In fact, I'd like if it's possible sometime, maybe not today, but to bring the video camera and maybe follow you out, you know, to where you're looking for, if you look for some sort of herbs or roots or something, show us how you look for them, what they are, you know, just to give kids an indication of what it's about.
Now, all don't grow around here. I got books of every kind.
Yeah. I know they don't all grow. We're particularly interested about the ones that do grow here. But,
yeah.
You could tell us about some of those that be very helpful, often helpful, not only for, you know, school children, but it'd be helpful for scholars to know what's
the person ought to know something to do for himself. That's what he honestly needs to know. Now, I got a name of, I guess, 15 or 16,000 or 25 or 30,000 different others. But I have to get some from Africa, then it has to be classified, looked over, or the people have got to be so peculiar now, they send you the thing you order, and after you order it and get it, it's got arsenic in it. They sprinkle it with arsenic and everything. You have to be analyzed and look that thoroughly good and see if it's the one you order. Now I'm trying to get one from Africa, I've been trying to get it for about 4 years, and I ain't got it yet. But you got one in America by the same name, but it's nothing like that. That's they call it in the nursery, Columbus, but it's not Columbine. Columbine, I've been trying to get from Africa. It has a big potato on it. It has a great big potato on it by that long. It grows in swampy place. And he was used a small roost in place of the big one. And I'll be doggone if it don't come mighty near killing every disease that you can put your hands on now. But it, I don't know if it will cure a contagious either, except in a particular way of handling that contagious outfit. But now it's come mighty near the best thing that ever was. This side of heaven that I know anything about, he would never depart from it. And one of the kings, I noticed in tracing his backers, one of the kings thought he had it and went down and had the he plant put in his garden. But it's a female is what he wanted. But he didn't know it until 3 or 4 years after that. Didn't get the female plant. He wanted the female plant, but he didn't get it.
Got the wrong sex, the plant.
Yeah.
Well, some of them are right around here, some of the things that are good for various things.
Right around here?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know. God, there's so many of them. There's one growing right down there. I know America's Health magazine that showed it here. My grandma used to run us out the house, get it to killing a chicken called Pennywing. They found out it killed cancer that last month. And it killed cancer. They tried it in 2 different places. Tried it in breast cancer, and tried it in another cancer. It's 3 or 4 different kinds.
If you think about them, I know there's a lot of things you have to study about it, but
I'll have to get the list of them things before I can call them out.
I got what did, what could they do for, was there much they could do for diphtheria or?
Yeah.
What's good for that?
Well, they make poultry for diphtheria. And they could use an insulation shot. But you see, you can, if you know how to handle it with organics, you can take organics and inorganics and at different times and use them to overtake. Well, let me tell you what the fact is. Inorganic medicine they're using is killing too many people. And it's settling to too many people and fixing them why you'll never do no good, and they're gonna come to be allergic to every God thing it is on earth. You can't even drink the water you was raised with. Now you watch it. Now they got some inorganics is good ones, if you know how to handle them. But everybody can't take them. It won't agree with everybody. Now you take a person that's on a diet, if she's got anything like that disease you call you get too fat. What you call it? I can't think
of
obesity. Obesity. Now, in a person that got that disease, you go ahead, they do, and get on a diet. Well, you just listen to that thing, and you never hear as many diets in all the days of your life.
That's the truth.
And then at the same time, any person on a diet can't keep a normal mind. He's got some kind of psychiatric away from his mind that he will absolutely show it if we get a good psychiatric doctor. Let him examine me, and he'll show it. And because you can't depart, after you go ahead and depart from different drugs, understand, from different foods, but it takes to sustain the mind. And they don't know exactly which one that is. But now he perishes away from that, and after he perishes away from that, you die before you get it back. Because it's so slow. Some of them say, well, you can put him to sleep, and he'll rest a while. Well, some of them, at some some stages they put to sleep and help greatly and quietly. But there ain't what, that ain't the thing. Anybody that's on a diet gonna weaken his own mind. Some people are too crazy about food anyhow, and they eat too much. That's why the main thing comes in. Now, they like to starve me to death in the United States Army in the First World War. And right today, I don't know when I get hungry unless I get off a week. I get off a week, then I know I'm going to need to go get something to eat. And wife didn't watch after me and come down to feed and call me, I'd starve to death. That's the reason I'm so small now. One thing though, I hilt up and kept my strength, number one condition until, you know, just about a year ago I went to have an operation. Well, that's the second operation, major operation I had since I've been a man. Well, he operated on me, no, you can cut the skin. He moved it with a wire. Well, after he did that, I was so low in blood that he had to pump somebody else's blood in before he could wake me up. Well, they finally got 2 quarts of blood in. They woke me up. But he gave me a dose of medicine, took all my teeth out. I had good teeth at my age. You think about it, 83 years old and sound teeth from start to finish. I took 3 doses of it. Every one of my teeth come out with 8 at the bottom and 4 at the top. It dropped out. I never took no more of it. That'll show you that the drugs they got, if you don't know how to handle them, the toxic effect for it will take an action of the stomach and knock every one you got. It'll injure you in some way.
What do you think? You think we've gone backward or forward in medicine?
Well, in some things you improve, and some things went back. One thing about it, you're fixing people and killing people faster than you're doing anything else. Some of them you're killing and some of them they could get more if they didn't charge so devilish much. It's too much money. They got so now they charge you so much money. Mostly after money and the heat is what the drug is doing. That's why the trouble is.
How about in the earlier time, you remember, where doctors, was the profession built on money then, or was it more sort of community exchange type of?
It's different classes of people at different times of the season. Now, some doctors way back there was so interested in their patient, they wouldn't meet the patient or talk until he made the change. He'd stay right there in the house. I've done it many times. You don't get no doctor to stay around you now. Crook Bradley called a doctor. I know him well, too. Know him before he finished school. And Lee Bart was his name. And he went ahead trying out medicine, give her a shot, and then run over and forgot his hat. And the troop had to get his hat. Troop Bradley got his hat and called him to come get it. He's looking for a good diet. He said, baby, man, I got one child, he honest. The doctor gave her a shot and killed the dead in it. He's a twin to Nelson. You know Nelson, don't you? Well, he's a twin to Nelson. Agnes. Picture on the wall, 18 years old when he killed her. She died in my arms, headed to the sanatorium. But he hadn't given it to her in a shot, I might have could have done something. But he gave it to her in a shot, and it didn't possibly me to do anything to check the toxic effect of the drug.
What effect do you think the TV is on health? People knowing how
to take care of themselves?
Well, I don't think much of it, because they need to take them and educate them and show them things they don't know. What good is it to you when you can't move the resin of a drug to active principle of a drug with hot water? That hot water will injure some drugs, it's so delicate. And they weigh the action until, and they 30 feet value. And the hot water kill it. The weakness to the disease that you got might be advanced too far, and it can't reach it. And if you don't know what to do, why, you're in a bad shape. Now, if you got inorganic drug there, and you might be able to cross it at different times, at different ones, and set the disease off right immediately. The proper way to do is, way I do, if I had to practice, way what I do, I notice the disease and make sure he had what I was treating him for. That's the main thing. Well, after I found out what he was doing, and had a strict diagnosis, I'd light out after. If it didn't yield, I'd give it a few doses of organic drug, and strictly for that trouble. And most any disease would yield for a month or two, or a day or so, before you get better or get worse. And then, as soon as you see the change is made, then come with one or two doses of inorganic drugs and wipe it out completely. Then give him a tonic, then put dual strength of tonic system, bring him right from the bed. That's the way you have to do. If you expect to be in the rest of the inner patient, that's sick. And a man ought to be interested in his own family.
Did you ever, you probably didn't because you didn't come into this country until late, but did you ever hear any talk of a guy by the name of Dr. Medico? Used to practice down here and used to commercialize, sell a lot of herbs and roots and about the turn of the century?
No, Dr. Medico.
He was called Dr. Medico.
The oldest doctor that I know of in the business. They shot him from one building across to another. Leon was the name. They shot him in his office. One man standing on this side shot across the street and killed him in the building. I was a little bitty boy when he did it. Just about 4 years old.
That wasn't down here, was
it? Well, it was in Georgia. Mm-hmm. That's where it was. Old man Lewis Davis, before he died, he knowed him. Knowed him well, because he had rheumatism so bad he couldn't do nothing. And he come out the old Confederate wall, he couldn't do nothing at all. He went to him and he took his crutches, he went to him on crutches too. To the crutches and tore them all to pieces. He said, you come to me in crutches, I know you're going back without them, and let's tore them all to pieces over the bouncer. He said, now sit down there. He sat down there and sit down and talk with him a little while and give him some medicine. He said, now you'll never have that no more. No man Lewis died, and I got a great big boy big enough sitting in his lap, and he never did have it no more. Davis never did have another pain in his leg no more. Now some people are just easier killed than others is.
It's all an individual thing, huh, mainly?
Well, if you trust the Lord for wisdom and look for that, I've had patients I had to pray for. They were in such a bad condition. I'm known the world over. I don't see how in the world so many people know me. I got a letter the other day and a book from Iceland. And I wondered how in the name of God they get me in Iceland when I lived in Alaska. We was 75 miles to the North Pole. And we see the plane going over in the can of mail to Russia, you know. See the sunshine on the wings of the plane, 12 o'clock at night. And by grabs, I got a letter from Iceland, above that. You think about that. Well, the ground done turned blue. It's so cold. And I got a letter from there and sent me a book. And the book is over there by you now. It, the church has been tied up 400 years on something, on the sanctuary. And he untied it and sent me the book. It's a little bit of a little yellow book. It's got a devilish name to it and anything of I seen. A John Jucker or something like that. Can you pronounce that name? On Jucker? Yeah, that's it. Now he's in Iceland, and when I got that book, I got the letter from Iceland, and I ordered the book. It come from California. He got a place in California. Read the back of that thing, where his picture's at. I don't see how in the world to get my name on it so well known.
I guess people talk about.
Well, you got plenty to talk about.
Yeah.
Sure have.
How many acres do you farm here?
I have 11 and a half, 12 acres north. 11 and a half in Tenable Garden. I raise everything but bananas and cocoa. I've been sick for 2 years, and I ain't raised nothing last year. We just done come up here, and there's no seeds to plant 100 acres. I'm got to work some way to get rid of them seeds in that ground. Now, if you want to, I'll have to look in the United States guidebook.
I got something here that might jog your memory a little bit. Might not be quite kosher with the oral historians. It comes out of a book, but I'm sure that you could probably tell us more than what's here. You've just kind of glanced through some of them. They got there the identification of the type of thing, and then the official, the way the drug companies use the scientific, and then if it's used locally. Might just look through some of it.
Health preparation, national formulary, dried rhizome, gathered rhizome, chewed or made into tea for stomach ailment.
And you ever heard that done here?
Also, headache, remedy, especially sinus headache. Two feet beds of it around here. That's a good drug he's been spraying collars, automatic bitter, stingray used in the stretch and cottage. Ultra. Dark red. Dried right on in the loose harvest. In the autumn of the second or third year. Back here and talk about garlic.
Okay.
Garlic Adam Centidia. I got a row of it down there in the field. It'll lower your blood pressure, but it takes 90 minutes for it to stop. And one dose will do it all day long. And it ought not to be taken raw like it is. But if you cook it in food just for flavor, you'd not be bothered with your blood pressure so bad. But one thing about it, it'll ruin your kidneys if you don't use it, and it will slipper of them. You would go to a slip elm tree and get some bark off a slip elm tree and you turn to put, as soon as you put the hot water on it, it'll turn like snot. Come the flame, come your nose, see?
Very slippery.
Yeah.
Slimy.
Then it's slimy and slick as it can be. But now you take it in that, it coats the kidneys and stops it from doing that. In 90 minutes, your blood pressure began to fall. Yes, sir, and regardless of how bad it is, she's going down. And it might be sitting right on the edge of a stroke, but she's going down. It starts in 90 minutes. It's slow, but you can hold your watch on it and see it'll start in 90 minutes.
Is there any other use for that slippery ailment?
Huh?
Is there any other use for that slippery ailment?
Yeah, it operates in constipated bowel and diseases the intestines. Apocium, cannabinenica, black onion hemp, and dog bane. You don't need to be bothered with that. That thing is a habit of drug. That's what you call wild marijuana.
Is that right?
Yeah, the stalker is sitting right down there side of the road. Pound.
You're Mrs. Pleased to meet you, Tom Gatewood. Okay, what you been doing, working outside?
Garden.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to see that garden, young guy.
I'm pretty
glad about it. That's the thing nowadays, it's hard to keep ahead of it.
Now, they changed that all together. This big. There's a bunch of them going on top of the mountain up there. On the road, right at the ditch of the road. And rapidly, that's what a river came with it. That's big. They changed the formula of that. They used to have one in that white pine bark. It's cough syrup. And the drugstore, but they changed it. They changed it and took it out of that and put a synthetic in it. And that ain't so important. I don't think so much about it. It's a drying substance. And the other one was a flammable substance. It spelled clean while the soap in you was hung up with it. Virginia snake root. Now that's a picture of day. Interior. He got his marks in NL. And they done dumped it down to NL since last year. Hardly two made into tea as ready for hardly made into plaster for buns. It's been used for buns for years, and never was used for heart disease.
Used it for burns quite often.
Wild Indians.
Do people quite often, if they got burned fairly bad, even they wouldn't go to the doctor if they could handle it at home with a remedy in the home?
You mean a burn?
Yeah, I'm talking about in the past. Did they have to try to do something at home with it?
Oh yeah.
There weren't many doctors around.
Yeah. Lime water and linseed oil is the best you can use. They know some use that in World War II.
Well,
belladonna plant, macerated in sweet milk, that lower for poison ivy. Yeah. Belladonna is used for so many different things, though. best speaker over here. You got him on NF. What the devil is paying to the price for it right there. Baptiste, Wild Indigo. Boy, you want to vomit now, you take some of that.
Is that native?
Oh my God, oh my. Look like peanut growing.
All over?
Not usual, gathered and sold in large quantities. Been doing, actually, twice wood. Poplar Jimmy bud. You first take the bomb from the bud, you can see the bomb in the bud too. And extract it out of that, and then you take the benzoin from that. And then you can use the rest of it for anything you want, but it'll heal anything you take.
So far, you find them around here, either in your garden or in the forest?
Oh yeah, right up in the woods, some of this, you know, right? A previous, God used as Dairy, Exorant, and Auditor. Now, a person grabs that, may look for that. But now, the more you can do with that thing, the better it is. Now, you take a person that's down with pneumonia, down with bad cold, down with sugar, diabetes, and you can't get the sugar to fall, and you bring it through the skin. Give it to them in a hot tea, a cleaver, baby's how they call it. Baby's fat like a big ruler, look like a baby's leg, just as fat and wrinkly as it can be. Put them cleavers in it, and a baby's fat leg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's good for a year, you can keep it a year. If you beat it up and give it to it hot, it'll break you out and bring every bit of that sugar right straight through the skin. And boy, in 10 minutes, the sheet of the bed will be ringing wet with sweat. It's a drop of preparation. Thin corner don't grow here. Corner's not a in that preparation either. Or did they put it in that lately?
Well, Clark, would you have had this knowledge of that you have had you not taken that course? Would you have gotten that from your ancestors, or did it mainly come from your formal education?
I started it when I was small. Then I studied it when I went to school. Mm-hmm. I got a double understanding of it. Knowing what to do and how to do it. Now you take penicillin. Now you take penicillin and you can grow it out of cantaloupe. That's what they usually do. And it's absolutely not poison. But if you don't know how to handle it, you can kill a person with it mighty quick. A doctor killed a man's wife right up there with pneumonia with it. Ain't been 10 or 15 years ago. And he's dead now. She had pneumonia and won't let waiting on the living yet. And he gave her too big a dose as long as she had it. Give her too big a dose and she passed right on away. Next 5 minutes, she's gone. And see, the drug didn't kill her, just
the doctor
gave her too much at one time. Mm-hmm. His drug is not poison. But see, it'll kill. And you don't know how to handle it. You have to know how to handle every drug you come to.
That's frightening when you think of the people that are taking drugs now without even doctors. Doctor's help. Might have a better knowledge than a clearer, but since you got it from both sides than they did, they may not have known exactly, you know.
Cornium, that's a dangerous drug. Through then, collected during the second year, growth, extraction, column, and poisonous employed in small doses as a motor, depressant, and anodyne, and tertina, conversion. Yeah, or tertina. Tertina is. You better get something better than that. You can't use no kind of drug that I know anything about in lockjaw. And not no organic. I don't know what organic you can use for lockjaw.
So you think that organic drug just wouldn't do for lockjaw?
No, it is. Easy off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you die easy, that's all. Lady's liver. That's a good one.
Is that grown around here?
No, yes, it grows around here, but it's pretty tough to find. Cordalis. That's turkey corn. Then diodre. That's another. No evolution reported. It is. They offer $17,000, any man could tell what is good for a German offer that. It killed so many people. And I've got the record in here. Sure have.
And Mr. Stonewall, you've been here then for about 20 years, have you, living here?
About 35.
About 35. Here in Glasgow, or just right here?
Right here.
Uh-huh. Have you seen much change in the way medicine is practiced in those years?
Yeah, I see some changes, terrible. If they would go ahead and use the one that proved to be official, better off to stop killing and running people of this was kiss. You eat a Brazilian and she was to kiss you, she'd break out in less than 5 minutes. Mm. Mm.
What causes people to get more and more allergic, the population?
It's the weakening of the system by these synthetic drugs. Your body wasn't made from synthetic. You notice that? Physiology don't show you was made from synthetics, whatever. But you was made from the dust of the ground. And anything grows in the ground is better for your health. That's right. Now, if you were to get the 19th edition of the organic, but then now they done taken all the organics out of the United States pharmacopeia and the United States dispensary. You see, what you want is United States dispensary, 19, 16, 17, every 10 years. It doesn't come out. You won't take it out until you get to the 18th. Make sure you get all the way back to the 10th and get from the 10th up to where they took it out of that.
1918?
Yeah. You get the whole outfit of the house, the whole Jewish outfit completely. That's what they use in Jerusalem, Germany, France, and America.
What amazes me is how these just common everyday people 50, 60, 70 years ago were able to understand a lot. They made mistakes, I'm sure, but they seem to have a wisdom in the use of these organic things and know how to use them. How did they learn that?
You come up with them. Now, how medicine first started, way back in the beginning of the Indian time in Africa, and they draw the sap from the root by laying it in rocks and turn a pot down over it and bake it under that until it runs into a stream. That's the way they made the medicine then. Then they changed from that to an old man, this Greek art doctor.
Apocrypha. I know who you're talking about, I think. The one that the oath the doctors take, is that?
He's not a Jew.
He's
a Greek. Uh-huh. And he thought that he started medicine in his way. And he come into boiling and using the tea of it. He used that for many years. Then they stopped that. Then they come into extracting an alcohol. Then they evaporated down to somewhat strength and used it for that. I got the record right here in the house, how they did it. I wanted to do it, I could do it. And they kept that up until this organic come in. I keep up with all the medicine. Now I got the latest and the best medicine in the house, the books in the house right now. Anything you want to see from 1982 back. Year one, I got it. Got it put away right in that room right in there. I guess can't remember so much.
Oh, sure.
But if you ask a question, I can answer that.
I don't have the ability to ask the right question. Why is it you think that you've not been able to practice I just gathered that you hadn't been able to practice much medicine in this area for the last 35 years.
I don't care to. I don't care to. Too much practice in medicine. They don't want to recognize it at all. If you recognize, if you honor any drug that you can get anything out of, they don't want to recognize it as inorganic. See? But it's inorganic. So they can use themselves. Too much pressure in medicine. I just quit. And I talked to Apothecary the other day. He said he didn't know there was any pressure in medicine. I said, God almighty, what in the world and where have you been? He said, I've been right here, but I never did give that a thought. I said, more pressure in medicine than anything.
Prejudice toward the natural, the organic practitioner.
I said, now you watch it. It won't be a little while before a doctor comes here and asks you, what did I'm using? And what class of medicine is it? And sure enough, he did. Dr. Breeden come right in there and asked him. And he told him. He said, you use the same thing you use, and the same class. He said, now I got some tincture of catnip sitting up there, saying it's the highest drug in the house. Saying he won't even look at it. No, because I got plenty of it myself. Run right out inside the barrel. If I want it, I can make it.
Probably better than that in the store.
Yeah, you're right. I said, that's mighty funny to me. You keep that in here and look what it is. And then I bet you wouldn't find another drugstore in town. I said, you got that special for somebody else. I got it, especially for a person come in and told me to get it for him. He said, I know how to make it, and I just sent and got it and made it. That's what he told me.
Is that a local druggist here?
Yeah, Fox? Charles. Yes, sir.
Well, what are the people that in the last 35 years that you've been able to work with, and your family and people that might come to you that,
well,
you know?
Anybody come, I make sure that the other doctors don't give them up. That's the reason my name is so far. They don't like me, mind you, all over the world. They come here at different places, New York, Chicago, Cincinnati, Michigan. And if I know they hear me, they'll come. I don't charge them a thing in the world either.
Well, it crossed my mind with your skill of identification and knowing how to use and mix organic substances, it's surprising to me that you don't at least collect things and sell them.
I don't want to sell them. I'm a Christian person. I don't care to a person come that far. Yeah, they give me more than if I was to charge. He let this volunteer and give it to me after get well. Some of them don't wait to get well. What I'd rather for them not do it until they got completely well and see that they're well. You see, then they can do as they please. We would have drug I have to take all the time alone while I'm living. Good God Almighty, if I take a dose about once every 6 months or every 6 weeks or every 6 months or something like that, I might do. But that ain't killing you.
Would you elaborate on why you said you thought nursing was more important, the nurturing role, than the curative role?
Yeah, it's good nursing, better than any doctor ever hit up, ever went in there.
Why do you say that?
Because she's trained in everything, she's experienced in everything, all the cartograms and all of the new instruments she got, and she shouldn't be too far back on diagnosis.
diagnosis is very important. If you know the signs and symptoms and diagnosis, it might lead you to diagnosis. If you know the signs and the symptoms that do that. And find out what's the matter with you, the hardest job it is. You can find some therapeutic for it. If you can find the diagnosis, you can tell exactly what she's doing to you. That's what I wanted, to have an extra good knowledge of diagnosis. And the only one way to get it is get your wisdom from God. Now you get tied up in it, you know exactly what to do.